Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, along with my very best friend and special partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and shalom to all the listeners tonight. And may God bless you and keep you in the palm of His hand. Let's praise Him.
We do praise you, Abba Father, El Shaddai, and El Elyon, our Most High God. We thank you for the joy of knowing you, and in your salvation, we will always rejoice. May we make you proud as we push along through good times and bad times, knowing that your promises are yes and amen. Bless the listeners tonight. Watch over our president and continue to speak, especially in these last days, to the hearts of our lost loved ones. May their ears what your spirit is saying to their hearts. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. And amen again, because finally some justice is being done.
You mean the General Flynn case?
Yes. And much more is coming out to include Obama's heavy role, since they've uncovered more damaging documents. Now, with that said, it falls in line with biblical prophecy. High levels of corruption continue as evil waxes worse and worse.
Even more so, you know, when more money's involved.
Yeah, for sure. Corruption has always been around as long as the devil remains, but why in the last days should it get so much worse?
Because the light is getting dimmer.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, Satan is getting stronger. You know, we have pushed God out of not just the United States, Satan's stronghold, last stronghold, but the world as a whole is running down the wide road as many less continue down the narrow road.
But at least the road is still there.
Amen. And anyone who wants to can still join us on our journey. So with those words of wisdom, let us read some real words of wisdom that fits tonight's theme. This one comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8.
If you see the oppression of the poor and the violent perversion of justice and righteousness in a province, do not marvel at the matter, for high official watches over high official, and higher officials are over them.
Mm-hmm. Remember how often we say even our president has a puppet master? Today, in this planned demic, look at how the middle class is being pushed by the elite, powerful billionaire globalists into being poor, and therefore become oppressed. So what Scripture is revealing to us is what we see today, that there are higher-ups over higher-ups who pull the strings. The very rich elite that Revelation 6 addresses, you know, those rich men who will end up hiding themselves in caves from the wrath of the Lamb, and it is coming.
Well, up until then, we just have to stomach them.
Yeah. But our spirits can become stronger and can rise above all this by staying grounded in His Word.
Well, you know, the economy is starting to reopen.
And that will help. But Dr. Jesuit Fauci, he was in the Senate today, and he said that a vaccine could be ready by early winter and that we could have a second wave of this pandemic in the fall, or even a relapse if we open our economy too fast.
Well, then again, he is a globalist
who wants to destroy the middle class. It's just in their playbook. Only the very rich liberals, leaving the oppressed poor to be the workers, just like the Scripture says.
Like in China, who wants to rule the world.
They do. So I guess it's not a big surprise that this virus was released from there. And this, of course, was addressed as well in our last newsletter.
Which, by the way, is up on our webpage.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Even since I wrote that, we've received even more confirmation at just how corrupt our world really is. So let's read another few scriptures about our world, and then we'll give some factual eye-openers. Again, we all know who the ruler of this world is, so it's no surprise at how wicked people infiltrate into our government, our churches, and our schools, especially the colleges.
Well, actually, every phase of our lives.
You know, we saw just last year how some libraries approved of drag queens reading storybooks to very young children.
I know, that it's sick and getting sicker.
Oh, and by the way, the director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, well, he's also Jesuit-trained from Georgetown University and their Georgetown College. And now he's really pushing for contact tracing, which includes, wait for it,
more surveillance.
Yeah. Maybe it's time, perhaps even next week, to refresh our listeners just how evil the Jesuit leaders are, who go by their fake name, Society of Jesus, which really means to them the Society of Jesus's abolishment.
Yeah, didn't the Vatican years ago ban them from the Catholic Church?
You know, they did. But somehow, they just slowly crept back in, and now for the first time, they have a Jesuit Pope.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
Well, anyway, it's time to read a scripture to calm me down, actually. Let's look at some of Jesus' own words as he prayed to his Father just before his death. That really says a lot about the world. It's John 17, and Jesus begins by speaking with his Father about himself and that he has glorified the Father. Then he prays for his disciples, pointing out that the Father had already picked them out of this world, and they have been found worthy. So let's read verses 9 and 10, because they're very revealing when Jesus says,
I pray for them.
That's speaking of his disciples.
I do not pray for the world, for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Okay, so he doesn't pray for the unrighteous until they become righteous, for then they are no longer of the world. But we do see later in verse 20 that he does pray for those who will at some point believe in him, because he already knows who will choose him.
Because he is all-knowing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Saints of God, please reread this whole prayer when having your personal time with him.
It's quite comforting.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think we should read that one in John 15:19. It's a good one where Jesus is also talking to his disciples.
If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
Remember, he asked them to follow him, but it was still their choice to do so. I think that's important to remember. Okay, so we know the world is led by the evil one, so it shouldn't surprise us to see people that can even seem really nice, but are deceivingly wicked, who are excited by power and greed and want to control others.
Yeah, and even worshipped when possible.
For sure. So we said all that because we have a problem with the upcoming vaccines, because word has it, they will be tainted with many things that you really don't want in your body. So, will we have a choice to deny it without severe consequences? That's what everyone is asking.
Oh, it's not looking good.
But again, hopefully by the time this is ready for distribution, the bride we'll have left.
Hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right. Over the last 10 years or so, I have been sent many, many articles about vaccines. And you know, if you read our last newsletter, that I explained my views, particularly for children, which today are given to them way too young and too many at one time. Also, through the years, the flu vaccines, or the H1N1 and its many different additives, along with the H5N1, there's one of those too. Anyway, I understand they've been contaminated so that many still do get sick. And yes, many die. We also know that for decades, certain evil scientists have been trying to manipulate certain batches of vaccines to create a bioweapon.
And didn't Gates and Fauci help fund these experiments?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we could say a lot more, but time is of the essence, and I really don't want to bore everybody. But here's what you should know. Congress cut out the money in 2014 due to the danger of a lethal virus escaping from guess where?
Here in the U.S.?
Yep. They were actually using two labs, one in North Carolina and the other at Fort Detrick Army Base in Maryland near D.C. And it was once called Camp Detrick, if you want to search that, because it does have a very sordid past.
Yeah, to include MK Ultra mind control.
Mm-hmm. And many other highly questionable experiments. But anyhow, Dr. Fauci has for years been experimenting with viruses on particularly rats that have been mixed with the DNA of human cells. But then came a few mishaps where some viruses did escape.
Oh, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. So about 200, I'm told, other scientists at that time started complaining, and finally Obama, under much pressure, ordered Fauci's experiments to be stopped in 2014.
Which also stopped the grant money.
Right. So what does Fauci do? Well, he moves his experiments to a lab which he had previously built along with France back in 2002. But guess where that was?
China.
Not only China, but in Wuhan, China.
By the time this information... By the way, this information comes from Robert Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm. Whose website, if you want to go to it, is called childrenshealthdefense.org. And he's been studying all this for many years. But soon after Fauci moved his experiments to Wuhan, the NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, gave $3.7 million to Fauci, who now leads the NIAID group, which is a subdivision of the NIH, to continue working on his vaccines.
And you know, Bill Gates has given millions of dollars as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, then President Trump in 2018 or maybe 19 eliminated a program called the Division of Pandemic Security, and many scientists lost their jobs and became very angry with President Trump.
Join the crowd.
Now, I have to believe it's the protective grace of God that that President Trump is still alive, because he's making so many enemies. But anyway, Robert Kennedy suspects that out of revenge, these scientists released into the public some of this virus that we now call COVID-19.
19 meaning released in 2019.
Correct. And if a pandemic occurred, well, they knew their jobs would have to be restored.
And they were.
Mm-hmm. Now, we can't say for sure, but the timelines are certainly suspicious. And, of course, who comes out smelling like a rose? A kind of savior who also said in 2017 that President Trump would likely see a surprise pandemic.
Jesuit-trained Dr. Fauci, no doubt.
Of course. He could say what he might already know. And I just heard that the inexpensive generic hydroxychloroquine and zinc cocktail that really worked as a therapy for the COVID sick patients, well, Fauci came out and said, no, 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 it's just anecdotal and should not be used by doctors.
And if they did, they could lose their license.
Yes. Rather, he says, use the expensive big pharma patented drug from Gilead Sciences called remdesivir. And isn't it interesting that a man named Joe Grogan once lobbied for Gilead Sciences and just happens to be working for the White House as the director of the Domestic Policy Council. Now, I have to say that I just found out he did just resign. In fact, his last day is May 24th.
Feeling guilty over a conflict of interest, maybe.
I don't know, but he doesn't need to be in the White House anymore because he got what he went there for in the first place. Oh, and did you know that both the NIH and the CDC each have their own charitable foundations so that they can receive private donations and have a lot, especially from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and even Gilead Sciences. You know what I just said, the makers of remdesivir? They donated millions, too. It's just such fraud.
Well, yeah, it's called bribery.
And the Bible has a lot to say about bribery, and it's not good. And I think you have a favorite, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah. Amos 5:12, for I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate.
By the way, the gates of the cities is where they held court. So, yes, afflicting the just. General Flynn comes to mind, Roger Stone, and a few others.
But back to COVID. Where they are also cooking the books.
Yes, we should mention that. They are embellishing data for sure. In fact, doctors are being told to write on death certificates that they died of COVID-19 if they had any contact at all with any infected patient. And if in a hospital, and how could you not? There's COVID patients in the hospital. So, also, have you wondered why the data on flu deaths have gone down?
Well, because they're just labeling it COVID-19.
And this really takes the cake. Listen to this. They incentivize the hospitals.
Do tell.
All patients they diagnose with COVID-19, the hospital receives thousands of dollars. And if written on the death certificate, receives many more thousands of dollars.
Well, thank God some doctors are speaking out.
That's right, they are. Like, there's a Dr. Erickson, and he's really exposing this.
And there are others.
Yes. In fact, there is a 26-minute documentary called PlandemicMovie.com. By the way, Facebook and YouTube took it down, but BitChute.com has it. If it's all true, it's very disturbing. There's this Dr. Judy Mikovits says that the flu vaccines on this documentary, that the flu vaccines can increase your chances of getting COVID-19. My, oh my. Okay, so anyway, you know that we're seeing a lot of deaths. But in some, it just makes you very sick. And it really does depend on your immune system, which they never tell you how to spruce that up. But God did tell us, ourselves, that we should take care of our temples, which, of course, we have gone over many times. on this program and in my newsletters. In fact, I think it's, again, in our last newsletter. But Dr. Fauci says that this pandemic is going to come back this fall, maybe even stronger. So you got to wonder, is this already planned? Maybe to happen just before the elections, and that what we've just been through is more of a test? Evil is as evil does. And since most everyone, by the way, has been in lockdown, they won't even have herd immunity and therefore could suffer even more if this returns. And according to this movie, wearing masks for too long can inhibit your breathing of oxygen, but rather you'd be breathing in carbon dioxide that you expel yourself. Some scientists say it's not a problem, and still others say it can damage your lungs. Oh my goodness, who are we to believe anymore? One last thing on this topic. Last year in October, the globalists had a meeting called Event 201, and it was hosted at John Hopkins Center, which, by the way, has Jesuit connections. Thought you'd like to know. And it was hosted by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with the World Economic Forum. And they held this to discuss what to do during a pandemic. Many experts attended and all acknowledged that rather than just having regional pandemics, at some point in time, there will be a global pandemic. Interesting that 2 months later, there was one. Okay, so does this help you even more so to see where we're at? Even though most churches are not opening their doors, we in Ohio and many other states can meet in homes together in groups of 10 or less and have Bible study. The word is plain. Do not forsake the assembling together. The Constitution is clear. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. These are our rights, people. Don't let them take all our freedoms away. We are watching them being chipped away, mostly from fear-mongering, as they did after 9/11. Here a little, there a little. You know. Now, churches could assemble, really, according to the Constitution, but most choose not to due to fear, and I guess that's why watching on the internet does become convenient for many people. But enough is enough. At least small groups, like in the Book of Acts, should assemble. I know some of you are, and thank you for doing that, because it's what we need to do at this point. So organize. And let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. And if you're not saved, you know what to do. Invite him into your heart. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that peace, that shalom that passes all understanding. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper in many, many different ways. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, tell someone about Jesus. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.